It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meteorologist Andy Parker is with us on the WBEN Trocar College Live Line to talk about Helene, which, Andy, is an epic storm. I mean, late last week, we were hearing about Florida's Big Bend area and Georgia taking the brunt of this, but the devastation continued for hundreds of miles into the Carolinas. I mean, North Carolina especially seemed to be caught off guard by this.
Yeah, there was actually two events. We'll call it a pre-event. And then the hurricane came up and got them. So all the flooding, the information that you're starting to see come out on social channels and a lot of the mainstream media, where you see catastrophic flooding, that was caused in kind of a 1-2 punch for them. There was a weather front that stalled over the Appalachians in the days prior to Helene. As Helene was still in the Gulf of Mexico, they received record amounts of rainfall, between 8 and 10 inches of rain, which on its own was going to cause some flooding for them and set some records. And then 2 days after they received those record rains, the remnants of Helene moved up into the same area. And instead of moving and being swept out, it stalled in the same spot. And then they received another 10 inches of rain there. And that completely blew away all the records. In Asheville, they have had events like this before. They actually, in 1916, were hit with two hurricanes back-to-back, the remnants of that. And that caused historic floods. And then again in 04, and multiple times they've been hit by these stationary systems. But this particular one was the strongest between the pre-event and then the hurricane. They could have handled one or the other, but both together is what literally wiped a lot of these towns off the map.
Wow. Okay. Asheville, does it seem to be the hardest hit of the entire region that got slammed by it?
It's the most well-known spot on the map. There are a lot of communities that, frankly, most people have never heard before, places like Boone and some other names that just aren't going to ring a bell. But because, Biltmore is in that area, I think a lot of people understand Asheville. Asheville was actually a spot that was hit a number of times previously. They've had markers on these huge poles that they put their record floods on. But this one by far, when we say it changed the landscape, it's not only metaphoric, but it's also literal. The sides of the mountains, it's an extremely mountainous area. There's a lot of vertical in there. When you think about driving into the southern tier and you're on the 219 and you go from kind of a relatively flat situation by Mile Strip and Armor Duels, and then you get to Genesee and some of the roads down towards the valleys of the southern tier by Ellicottville, think of that, but then just extrude them even larger. So you have all this rain that hits those mountainsides, and it comes straight down into the valleys, and that's where the roads are. And if you look at the way we built the roads up here, you build them in the valleys, and then they go up and over the hills, but you don't really build the roads on the side of the hill. So all the water came down and immediately began collecting and washing out the roadways, and unfortunately the populated areas are also at the bottom of these. So that's why you saw things literally just scraped and washed away. Houses, sheds, barns, you name it, the water carried away. The mudslides that came off of the sides of the mountains, again, just completely obliterated anything in its path. And that's why when you look at the damage, it looks like just a sea of matchsticks, but it's these are full-size trees and remnants of homes that are just strewn about in a sea of mud.
Yeah, I heard this figure, 40 trillion gallons of rain came from Helene. I mean, that's a figure you can't even comprehend.
That's, you know, I saw the same figure, and it's an estimate, and it doesn't matter because the number is so big until you can equate that to how many swimming pools you can fill or something like that, or how many stadiums would 40 trillion. It is such an immense number that, again, it's hard to contemplate. And the fact that they had between 8 and 10 inches of rainfall in a 24-hour period, if that if that happened up here, that's going to be one of the top 10 rain events ever in Western New York. We've had some fours and fives, and I've seen the creeks come up, and they go up and over in that situation. But you double that, and then you do the same thing again 2 days later. That is why these things, that is why when you see the images that you're seeing, it's just off the charts.
Can this be compared to Katrina in some ways?
I don't know. I think it might be more of a apples to oranges situation. Helene definitely came in with a huge storm surge that, even though it didn't directly impact the western portion of Florida with its strongest winds as the eye wall stayed over the water, the storm surge on this was very strong, even along areas that weren't hardest hit by the eye. And then the eye came in up along the Big Bend, as you mentioned, which is kind of a worst-case scenario there. They have a lot of trees. It's more of a wooded part of Florida than the open, sandy beaches that you think of. And then as it moved inland, the winds died down rather rapidly, but then it was the rain that fell. So there are, you know, each hurricane has some similarities, but in the end, the effects are going to be fairly unique, and I think Helene will stand on its own.
There's another tropical storm brewing. Kirk is the name. Is this possible to go the same path?
It's going to be in the same area, yeah. The Gulf of Mexico is kind of, quote-unquote, the hot spot. The water on the Gulf of Mexico has been very warm, and it's going to be an energy source for the next storm. We'll see if the upper-level pattern favors that. We're finding that there's going to be a fairly large pattern change across North America that occurs this weekend. That may impact where the tropical storm or hurricane at that point ends up. It will not make it as far north because the cool air, because that is going to be pushing downward out of Canada. It's going to change here in Western New York pretty rapidly. The 70s that we're going to enjoy on Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, that'll be it. After that, we're going to be in the 50s and 60s. It'll feel more like fall. That cool push of air will slide all the way down to the mid-Atlantic and kind of shunt anything into the southeast.
Andy, always great to talk with you. Thanks.
It's a pleasure, Susan. Anytime.
All right. Andy Parker here on WBEN.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.